Well, the practice of mountaintop removal to extract coal has devastating impacts on the environment and communities. And while there is no mountaintop removal coal mining in Colorado, Xcel Energy does buy coal from companies that actively engage in the practice in Appalachia. Well, that's one of the messages my guests would like to get across to folks in Colorado as they tour the state on their Appalachian Treasures Tour. Joining me in the studio now is Dustin White, who lives in Appalachia. He's from a long coal mining family, and he's here to talk to us about the impacts of mountaintop removal, along with Austin Hall, who's the North Carolina field organizer for Appalachian Voices. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Well, we hear a lot about mountaintop removal. We're very proud of our mountains here in Colorado, the Rocky Mountains, and yet we don't really have an idea of what's happening to your mountains in Appalachia. Dustin, tell us exactly what does happen to mountains in your community with this coal mining.
Basically, the name describes it all. What it is just the total obliteration of a mountain range or peak to access just a very thin seam of coal. Basically, what they do is they move on to an area. Appalachia is known for its lush green forest. They bulldoze that over. And then they begin just blasting away just to access this small seam. The waste or the overburden, which is the leftover rubble from the blast, is now toxic because of the explosions and the trapped elements that have become toxic because they're oxidated. And then they just push these over into the adjacent valleys. And these valleys are home to a lot of the headwater streams of the East Coast. And these toxins seep into the water. A lot of the people in the area rely on well water still. They don't have public water, so it goes right into their well water. Entire communities that happen to be caught between these sites are completely, you know, eradicated, basically. People are displaced, and it's basically a very destructive form of coal mining from the cradle to the grave. It's just deadly.
I mentioned that you're coming from a long coal mining family. How has your family personally been impacted by this practice?
My family comes from a very long legacy in Appalachia, even before West Virginia was a state. And as of last year, a mountaintop removal site just started to blow up a mountain named for my ancestors where they once lived. And they cut us off from our family cemetery, 200-year-old cemetery, never went unmaintained. They cut us off from that. People I know, people I went to high school with, have been poisoned and even died because of the water quality that we have in Appalachia.
Well, Austin, how widespread is this practice? How many communities and how many people are being affected by it?
It's astounding. Mountaintop removal occurs in southern West Virginia, eastern Kentucky, southwest Virginia, and the Cumberland Plateau of Tennessee. We have lost 500 individual named mountains in Appalachia. The valley fills, the practice of dumping this waste into the adjacent valleys and burying streams, has buried 2,000 miles of headwater streams. The land area that we've lost in the region is about 1.2 million acres of mountains, and that's the equivalent size of the state of Delaware. So what we've lost is astounding.
So describe to our listeners who still maybe can't quite fathom what it's like when a mountain is, the top of a mountain is actually removed. What does a landscape look like afterwards, Austin?
I think it's really hard for Coloradans to conceptualize, as you know, the Rocky Mountains are such a pinnacle of the state. It is night and day. You know, we have very different mountains from Colorado. They're some of the most ancient on the planet. They're covered in one of the most biodiverse temperate forests in the world. And so we're going from this place that has more biodiversity and an acre than the entire continent of Europe. And we go from this lush, unbelievably, amazingly productive landscape to a barren, lifeless moonscape. Coal companies will blast away 500-600 feet of elevation from a given peak and sometimes fill in 11 adjacent valleys. And so what we're going from is this ancient, lush place where people have made their livelihoods for centuries to a completely useless landscape, turning a rainforest into the prairie.
And is it just completely flat then, or is rubble left behind? I mean, what does it look like?
Well, the waste, this valley filling process, which really is critical to the process, is so you're basically taking, you know, these mountains that have all these valleys around them, and you're leveling the entire thing and burying all the valleys. So you're bringing everything up to this level plateau, this rolling plateau, replacing steep, rugged, forested peaks with deep, deep valleys where communities are, where these headwater streams are, and turning it into something that is unrecognizable to local people in Appalachia. I mean, it looks more like a western plateau than it does the central and southern Appalachian forest.
Well, we mentioned earlier that in Colorado, as I said, we're proud of our mountains, but we're connected to this mountaintop removal, even though it doesn't happen in the state, because right. XL Energy, which provides a lot of electricity for the state, buys coal from some of these companies. Which company in particular?
Certainly. XL Energy purchases coal from Western Coal Mines, Arch Coal Mines, which is a St. Louis, Missouri-based coal company. Now, these coal mines owned by Arch, or Arch, this coal company, also has mines in Appalachia. They are a notorious bad actor in Appalachia. They have mountaintop removal mines in southwest Virginia and also in southern West Virginia that are every single day blowing the tops off of mountains, dumping toxic waste into headwater streams, and completely dismantling a way of life and destroying an ecosystem.
And so you really want to let people in Colorado know that, you know, when you turn on your electricity, when you switch on that switch, you have a connection to what's happening in those mountains.
Certainly. And this is in no way a guilt trip. This is a way for us to connect to a people that may feel very far away from an issue. It's a way for us to come and ask for help. You're connected, and we don't want to point the finger. You're connected, so join us and help us stop this practice.
Well, there is another way that we're connected in terms of our representatives, because talk maybe just in a little bit about that, the two senators, Michael Bennett and Mark Udall, and what you would like people in Colorado to do.
Oh, yes, definitely. I've spent a lot of times. We have legislation in both houses of Congress. We've got them in the House and the Senate. And what we need is, I could lobby, go in their offices, talk all day until I'm blue in the face, but they need to hear it from the people, their constituents. So that's what we need. We need the help of the people. We need, you know, I'm trying to bring the plight of Appalachia to her sisters in the Rockies, and we just need all the help we can get, and we need the people to contact their senators, get letters out handwritten, and just, you know, tell them that you want this practice stopped, that you want to.
There is legislation that is pending. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a bill in the United States Senate entitled the Appalachia Restoration Act. It's a bill that focuses specifically on mountaintop removal coal mining in Appalachia, and it will make this practice of dumping toxic waste into our headwater streams illegal, make the valley fills illegal. Senator Bennett and Senator Udall will be crucial Democratic votes on this bill, which could come up as soon as November. Senator Udall, when he was a member of the House, was a co-sponsor of a similar legislation entitled the Clean Water Protection Act. This is something that should be a no-brainer for him. What we hear from Senator Bennett's office, what we hear from Senator Udall's office is, show me letters from my constituents that ask me to co-sponsor the Appalachia Restoration Act, which is exactly why we're here.
Well, you are going to be at a few events in the local area. There's an event tonight with some musicians in Rollinsville. Tell us a little bit about that.
Vince Herman is hosting a bluegrass jam for us in conjunction with our Appalachian Treasures presentation at the Stage Stop Inn at 7 p.m. It should, from what I heard, Vince is an excellent musician. We're really excited. And it's a way that we can kind of tell you an awful practice, but also, you know, have some lighthearted music afterwards.
And then there's an event at Namaste Solar in Boulder. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Yeah. And Namaste Solar, that is located at 4571 Broadway. And then the Appalachian Treasures Tour is going to be at Namaste's Denver site on Thursday. Yes. And we'll have all this information available here at KGNU if people would like to contact us. Is there a website people can go to?
Yes, www.ilovemountains.org. Find out your connection. Find out how to contact Senator Mark Udall and Senator Bennett. Ask them to co-sponsor the Appalachia Restoration Act.
Well, we just have 30 seconds left, but Dustin, you're from a long coal mining tradition. Are there other employment opportunities, though, for people if the coal industry wasn't there? Because that's what we hear a lot. It's like, you know what? Well, the mines are providing employment for people.
Well, right now, really, with this type of coal mining, no other industry is going to want to invest in this area. They're not going to want to invest when there's poisoned water and they're blowing up mountains right next door. So until we stop this practice, there really isn't much of an option.
Well, that's Dustin White. He was my guest along with Austin Hall, and they're on the Appalachian Treasures Tour, and they're going to be at several events around the metro area. You can contact us here at the station and we'll have that information. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
It is 8:23. This is KGNU.
Did you see him going? It was early this morning. He passed by these houses on his way to the coal. He was tall, he was slender, and his dark eyes so tender. His occupation was mining, West Virginia, his home.